For more on this story, I was joined a short time ago by the New South Wales State political reporter, Sarah Gerrithy. Sarah, when will Labor elect a new leader and who could it be?
Well, Sabra, the Labor caucus will meet at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to elect a new leader. It almost certainly will be Michael Daly, who was a former minister in the former Labor government. Although at this stage, Chris Minns has not ruled himself out of contention. He's somebody who's been touted as a potential future leader for a number of years. The issue, of course, is also who will be the deputy leader. And it seems numbers are firming behind veteran upper house MP Penny Sharp from the left. But certainly it's a difficult position that the Labor Party finds itself in.
Yeah, this is happening just 4 months from an election. The party 4 years ago lost a leader on the eve of the last state election as well, in completely different circumstances. How are party officials viewing this and their chances?
Well, look, this has really sent shockwaves through the Labor Party. Up until this statement was issued yesterday, MPs had been, digging in behind Luke Foley because he had been denying the allegations and saying their hands were tied unless there was, a concrete complaint or allegation put. But there was also a feeling that they were poised to potentially reduce Gladys Berejiklian's government to a minority or perhaps even be an outside chance of winning in March. So now to find themselves, as you say, in this situation where they've just got months to put up a new leader, establish him with voters and get that momentum going after, such a shocking development as yesterday, is something that they're really concerned about. Obviously, they've been game planning this as with Luke Foley as their leader, and they have to completely change tack. And really the issue is, whether or not that person can establish himself with voters in time to really have an impact at the polls.
And Sarah, I understand that there was shock in the party over Mr. Foley's media conference yesterday, and that there are suggestions of possibly suspending his membership of the party or even disendorsing him. What are you hearing?
Well, Luke Foley yesterday, when he gave that media conference, said that he intended to stay on the backbench as the member for Auburn. But the ABC has been told by senior Labor Party sources that they have serious reservations about allowing that to happen, given, I think, the defiant performance that he put on yesterday, the threats to sue over defamation. Also, there were some questions that have been raised, of course, about whether or not the Labor Party would fund his legal action. And the answer to that, we've been told, is certainly not.
Sarah, has there been any response from the government, given that Ashley Raper's statement yesterday made a point of saying that she'd been forced into this position because it had been raised in Parliament under parliamentary privilege?
Well, Sabra, actually there hasn't been. So as you mentioned, Ashley Raper said when the Corrections Minister David Elliott raised the issue in Parliament, that happened without her involvement or consent. And she made the point that she felt situations like hers shouldn't be discussed for political point scoring in Parliament. But so far we've been chasing a response from David Elliott and he has been not commenting. And there's also been silence from the state government. We've been chasing a response from them since 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, including from the Premier Gladys Berejiklian. But so far, they haven't made any comment about the role that they may have played in enforcing this situation upon the journalist.
And that's New South Wales political reporter Sarah Gerrithy.